When I was 14, I was conscripted to work. I worked in an armaments factory at Tassilo-Platz. They made telephones and batteries for the armaments industry. Today, it belongs to Rode & Schwarz. It's the same building, but it's been modernized. The Wittelsbach Palais, on the other hand, the ruins could have been rebuilt, was instantly blown up, just to make sure nothing remained. It was a three-quarter-hour walk to where I did enforced labor. We weren't permitted to take the tram, but at work, we cut a star out of sheet copper, then stuck the yellow star made of fabric on the one side and a pin on the other. In the morning, I left the house, turned the first corner, took the thing off, put it in my pocket, and caught the tram. My father told me not to wear the star anymore, simply to get on the tram and get off again. And then, one day, the local branch leader for East Munich visited the factory, an SA man. He inspected the lockers. On opening mine, he saw there was no star on my coat. He sent for me and asked why I wasn't wearing a star. My father had told me that if anything happened, I was to say he had forbidden it. So that's what I said. A few days later, my father was summoned to the Wittelsbach Palais. It wasn't the first time. They advised him to get divorced. The children would be looked after, they said. After that, I was more careful. But soon there were no more trams running anyway, because everything had been wrecked.